Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this evening's message is a portion of the gospel lesson where we hear these words from verse 3 of Matthew chapter 13. Then he told them many things in parables. A sower went out to sow. These are the words of our text. A sower went out to sow. A short sentence of a rather long gospel reading. We might think, well, Pastor, shouldn't we be talking about where the sower sowed the seed? And yes, we could spend our time talking about where the sower sowed his seed, on the path, on the rocky soil, among the thorns, and among the good soil. But we want to focus on the one who sows, the sower, because he gets overlooked in the parable, and yet he's the most important part of the parable, isn't he? Because if there wasn't a sower, there wouldn't be any seed being scattered along the path or in the rocky soil or in the thorns or in the good soil. Some of you, I know, are gardeners in our midst this evening. And you had to go out and plant your seeds, didn't you? Some of you started seeds in February or March and nurtured them in the house, and then when it was ripe, went out and transplanted them in your garden. Others maybe bought plants from someone else, and some planted seeds right into the garden. But the garden depended upon somebody sowing some seed, didn't it? Now I know occasionally some things just sort of volunteer to come up in our gardens. A place where maybe the cucumbers from the year before got thrown out and some of the seed decided to germinate. But our gardens depend upon us sowing the seed. And in the parable, the sower is the important focus of the parable. The sower, our Lord tells us, is God. God the Father, who goes out and scatters his seed, scatters his word. In our Old Testament reading, God assured the people of Isaiah's day through the prophet Isaiah that his word would not return to him void, but that it would accomplish the very thing for which he purposed in sending it. Just as when it rains, it waters the earth so that the seed can grow and provide grain and bread and seed for the sower. Our problem, yours and mine, is that we sometimes think we know better than God what the purpose of his word should be. One Sunday after service, a member from another congregation I served came out and said, "That was a great sermon, Pastor. You really told it to those sinners this morning." That word, that seed, sort of bounced off that person. They heard the word and they saw only how it applied to everyone else in the congregation that morning, not how it applied to themselves. And I suppose any one of us could be guilty of that as we sit in the pew, and we might think, boy, Pastor's really talking to somebody today. A couple weeks later, that same member came out and said, "Pastor, I didn't care much for this morning's sermon. I sort of had an idea where the conversation was going to go," and the individual said, "Well, today you hit me. You are talking about me." The word hit that person, and it touched them where they were at, probably identified some sin. And on that particular morning, God's word, it didn't matter who it hit else in the congregation, but it certainly hit that person. It hit that person in a place where they needed to be touched. What exactly the purpose of God's word to that individual that Sunday was, I don't know. The person didn't elaborate. They didn't say if I had uncovered some sin in their life or if I had brought comfort to some area of concern. But the point was, it wasn't me or any pastor who had the power or the ability to achieve that purpose. It was God's word that contains the power. Just like a seed that we plant in the ground has a power to become a stalk of corn, a bean plant, a potato plant, or a tomato plant, or any other thing, a beautiful flower. I look at those seeds, even the very tiniest of seeds that are possible, and I wonder to myself, how in the world can that seed going in the ground produce a plant? What's in that seed that makes that seed grow and send out a root and a stalk and then leaves and mature to bear fruit? It's beyond my understanding. I can split a seed open and I can see all the stuff in the seed, but it looks dead and it looks dry. But yet there's a power and there's an energy in that seed that produces according to its kind, as God says in the opening verses of Genesis. And God's word also has a power about it to accomplish the very thing that he purposes in sending it. Sometimes we look about the church at large, we look at the world in which we live or the community or even our own congregation, and the devil puts that thought in our minds, well, God's word just really isn't doing its job. God's word just really isn't working. And we're sort of taking upon ourselves that we know what work it should be doing. It would be like me sort of putting in a corn seed and expecting that it should produce a bean plant. It's not going to happen. And when God's word is cast, when its seed is cast, its purpose is really known only to God. I have no idea what effect God's word has in your life week after week as you hear it, as you read it. Sometimes we are resistant to that word. We're not ready to hear it, or we don't want to hear it. Or the cares of life choke out that word. And sometimes it falls in that good soil and it bears fruit in us. But God is the one who continues to sow his word again and again and again. And what a wonderful blessing of God's grace that is, that he continues to scatter his seed. To scatter his seed around the world, to scatter his seed within this congregation, within this community, within our lives. Always accomplishing what he purposes for us in that word. Not necessarily what I or you purpose in that word. And the wonderful thing is that sometimes God has to sow that word multiple times in your life and mine before the message really gets through to us, doesn't it? We can read the same passage of Scripture over a number of times, and every time we read it, maybe something a little different comes to us. A little different meaning, more comfort, more strength because of the situation that we're in our life at that time. Imagine if you were a gardener and you had to go out every day and replant your garden because it got froze or flooded out, or rabbits or deer came in and ate it all up, and every day you had to go out and you had to scatter that seed again. You'd get a little tired of that, wouldn't you, after a while? You might just say, forget about the garden, I'll spend my time on the golf course or doing something else, out fishing or something, because I'm not getting anywhere with this garden. And sometimes for us as those who scatter the seed, not just as pastors, but as lay people in the church, as we take that seed out of the parts of the world that we frequent, we might feel the same way. Oh, forget about this. I'm not getting anywhere. We might want to do something else. Forget about God's word. And yet God assures us again, as he assured the people of Isaiah's day, that his word accomplishes his purpose. Certainly the ultimate purpose of God's word is that we come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ as our Savior, that we become made aware of our sinfulness in our own life, how wretched we are and how helpless we are to please God, how lost and dead we are. But then also to see that God provides for our life and our salvation in his Son, Jesus Christ, who goes to the cross and suffers and dies for our sin and rises again so that we might have the hope of everlasting life, an everlasting life that is right now for us. And that word continues to come to us and tell us that. That purpose, that ultimate purpose, that we come to salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. But also the comfort and the strength that come to us, the guidance and direction that come to us through God's word, the encouragement that comes to us through God's word. And that's different for each and every one of us. We sometimes may have the feeling that as we leave church, well, like that one member, well, the pastor really didn't speak to me today. And, well, maybe I didn't. But there could be a variety of reasons. Maybe you weren't listening. Maybe you were distracted with other things. Or maybe the message was really directed more by God's grace and God's wisdom to somebody else. But that doesn't mean that the word wasn't effective for us. And sometimes for ourselves, maybe it means that we have to pay attention a little bit harder and work a little bit more diligently at trying to glean what God's word has to say to us. But the sower is the one who scatters the seed. May he continue to scatter that seed in our midst, in our lives, not only to produce a harvest, not only to produce a fruit that shows forth the faith that we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, but also a word that continues to raise a harvest in our lives of an increased strength and courage and faith and understanding in the blessing and the grace and the mercy of the undeserved love of God the Father made known to us in the living word, Jesus Christ, his Son. Amen.